I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
A werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. So we're cutting out of here today at 4:30, and we have something really special for you at 1:30. We had a medium on, and you know, fun, good fun games, and she started doing a reading for me. About my dad, and it was crazy and super accurate and emotional for all of us. And so we're going to play that for you at 4:30 if you missed it. And we have a new friend, Emily, who we found standing outside with baked goods. And anytime we find an errant person on the street with baked goods, we invite them in. And so really nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's really great to be in.
You've been listening since you were a kid.
Yes. Yes. I grew up listening with my family, mostly with my dad driving me to practice. Yeah. I was saying volleyball practice.
Hello, Clayton. You raised yep. a good one. Congratulations. And you work at Need, KNEAD Bakery.
Yes.
And
yes.
you're an archaeologist.
Yes. Yes. Both are true. They may not seem to go together, but I'm working part-time at Need Bakehouse. And then I work as an archaeologist during the summer.
That's so cool. Well, give a shout out to Need. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Need is a sourdough-based bakery. It is off of Hampton. I actually just started working there a year ago around this time. I had just moved home from L.A. from graduate school, and I was looking for a place where I could work part-time and feel part of a team, and they just fit the bill. It's a small team. They work together really well. Everything in the bakery is sourdough, and they change the menu every single month, and so there's always something new going on and innovation going on. And yeah, it's just a really great team to be a part of. So I'm really lucky to be there, and I love my team, and this Thanksgiving has just been a blast.
That's cool. Rach, you really perked up when you heard the name.
Yeah, because it's so funny that you're here, Emily, because in the past couple of weeks, I've realized, like, man, I drive past Need all the time. I've never actually been in. I need to stop in. But this year for Christmas, like, I really want to try to buy as many local gifts as possible and just go to local places to get stuff for people. And I'd been looking at Need's website, and you guys, I mean, you have the baked goods, but you also have like different like jams and olive oils and stuff that you can stop by and get. So I had been planning on going in to check that out for like some baskets I'm going to be making, folks. I don't know. I was just excited because I've been wanting to try Need, and now I'm going to be able to eat one of these apple cakes. I'm
fortuitous.
Super excited.
Yeah. And I think you're the first archaeologist I've ever met, like actually met. So I just thought it was a made up career. Like it's just something fun to like major in college, but no one really does it. And you really do it.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really, really lucky. And same thing. I have a wonderful team of my fellow archaeologists who I got involved as a student at Baylor University in Texas. And they've really mentored me through the years. And you know, it's so lucky, really. It's like the whole thing of if you work hard and, you know, great things will come. And that couldn't be more true with that team. It's just like I can't imagine. I can't imagine having to work with myself as a 19-year-old when I got started with that. But I'm really so lucky that I've gotten to work in Italy for so long and be part of that community there and return every year and give back with the knowledge I have. Yeah, it's just an honor.
Where are you in Italy?
So we're in central Italy. The nearest town that anyone really would know would be Rome, but Viterbo is actually the nearest province, and even that is a little bit far away. So we're in Barbarano Romano. It's the name of the town. It's about 900 people. I was telling you guys on a good day. To give you a bit of a glimpse, it is, they got a bus stop in the year 2022.
Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were pretty excited about that.
Why are you there? What's special about it?
Yeah. So Barbarano is, there's a necropolis there. So City of the Dead. A necropolis is a city. So basically, I have this professor, Dr. David Zori. He's actually a Viking archaeologist by training.
There we go.
But he, yeah, his research is really
now
great.
Now we're talking.
But he's half Italian and half Danish, and an opportunity presented itself to Baylor University to be part of a dig that a Roman school wanted to start and get funded. And this area needed a lot of kind of love. It was recently turned into essentially a national park where people can go hike and things like that, but not much attention was being given to the cultural heritage. And so we were presented with this opportunity to start a dig, and it began in 2016, and we've been going every season minus the years of the pandemic. But we're trying to understand kind of civilizations, patterns, rise and fall, people, how they were defending themselves during different invasions, what they're eating, how their, you know, relationship with the afterlife, especially for the Etruscans. So there's a ton to be learned, just to learn in this area.
Just sort of overall, which I know is not really fair because it's all depends on where you are and when you are. Mm-hmm. But overall, in your experience, have you been more impressed with, wow, these people were so different from us, or more impressed with, they're just like us. They're just doing stuff that we're doing.
You have asked the exact right question. I will never forget the day that I was, so I was working in a tomb. We were excavating, I think it was in, I was a student, so maybe my first year, 2017. And so I was sifting, so you're, you know, emptying a bucket of dirt into a screen and shaking it. And there were two artifacts that came out of that screen that day, I'll never forget. There was a blue glass bead, and then there was a human tooth. And the bead caught my eye first, and I remember holding it up and being like, this is 2,400 years old, up to 2,400 years old, and I would wear it. I would wear it, I would see it at the store, I would buy it.
Wow.
2,400 That's so cool. years old, I would buy this, right? And I was just enthralled. Same thing with the tooth. That was pretty shocking because it was like,
it just could have been yours.
This is in my mouth right now.
Yeah.
And I remember I took a picture holding it as I was smiling, like next to the tooth in my mouth. And it was so silly, right? Because maybe not the way to treat the dead. People are always shocked that I excavate human remains.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is part of a larger story of preserving cultural heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And, especially for the local community, they are so proud to claim that heritage. And anytime we pull anything out of the ground, they're usually there. They usually somehow know about it kind of before we know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Imply what you will from that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just an honor. And
so you may be the only person who knows the answer to this. We were querying the other day on the show, how far do you have to go back before you're a grave robber?
No, I was definitely listening to that show and I was thinking about it. And, you know, honestly, an excavation could occur at a cemetery that's 10 years old. For example, if they're doing a development project, especially in the United States, and they decide that they need to move a cemetery for whatever reason. There's a lot of cemeteries actually in St. Louis that have been abandoned. And oftentimes you end up excavating human remains that are not very long buried.
Wow.
And so, you know, we're working at a site that is around 700 BC. And, you know, this season we had this, I was telling you before, a tumulus that was discovered, which is basically a giant tomb they believed in having a house in the afterlife. They needed a house, so they would quite literally carve a house out of stone, complete with beds, and fill it with grave goods for the afterlife. But there are still grave robbers of sites like that. And that was actually with our discovery this season. We had to hire for the first time guards to basically sleep. Well, I mean, I guess they weren't sleeping. They were there just all night watching the site for us. So grave robbing can happen at any point. Okay.
It's more intent.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Interesting. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask, Emily, is there a moment in your life where you can kind of pinpoint where you became interested in archaeology and then, you know, wanted to pursue it as your career?
Yeah. I mean, I always tell people I did not grow up wanting to become an archaeologist, and I still don't want to grow up and become an archaeologist. But it's really, for me, I've always just cared more about the people that I'm working with and the team I'm surrounded by. And I never really realized that until I got involved with this. I've always known I've cared about people and culture, and my anthropology classes were like, I was like, oh, I'm home. You know, these people think like me. But then when I got I got involved with this dig as a student, and I was kind of the seriousness with which I work and care about history and culture, and I have all these questions, I found a team of like-minded individuals who were like, heck yeah, go for it. And again, just such an honor and a privilege, like getting to be part of the local community, mm-hmm. and just their excitement for the stuff that we dig up is really fantastic. But yeah, I actually am like, am I going to grow up and be an archaeologist? I don't know.
Yeah, jury's still out. I love it. Well, thank you very much for anyone out there listening. The business is Need, KNEAD. Is it on Hampton?
Yes, it's on Hampton.
Perfect. You're lovely. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening since you were a kid.
Yep, it's been an honor, guys. Thank you. Werewolves
of London again. Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Hope you all have a great time tonight and a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. We're going to cut out of here at 4:30 and replay for you something that happened at 1:30 when we had a medium on. And whatever you think of psychics and mediums and people who talk to the dead, but she seemed to be talking to my dad. And it was really amazing and very emotional for all of us, because most of the guys on the show know my story and my family story. And then I spoke to her off the air for about another 5 minutes during a break, and it got even weirder and more specific. And I'm calling her when I leave here tonight to find out even more. But we wanted to replay that for you because it was just so unexpected and just like, wow, out of nowhere. Matt Pauly is here. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I was talking to Bernie a little bit earlier, and as you know, I really value my friendship with you guys, and I'm learning a lot. And I didn't understand the rebuild until this trade. I believed we needed it, but I didn't understand, like, well, if you want to get better, just go buy some guys and get a couple $20 million guys. And I finally figured out that, well, we're not going to be good for a couple, 3 years. Having a $35 million Sonny Gray, a $35 million Nolan Arenado just doesn't make any sense. Let's trade them. Let's stock up on possibly good players for the future. And this trade finally brought it home to me.
Yeah, I think the term you just used, possibly good, is really the key here, because not all these guys that they bring in are going to be good, but if you bring in enough of them, you're going to hit on a few, and then that's going to raise the overall level up, or at least you would hope it would. That's the idea. There's some rebuilds that just don't work. Ask fans of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've been doing this for a long time, and their rebuilding process really has not worked that well, but they're not in a position, no matter who they trade, whether it was Sonny Gray yesterday, whether it's eventually Brendan Donovan, it's not like they're going to get these absolute can't-miss guys. But the Clark kid who came over in the Gray trade, like, he's got super high-end stuff. He's got a bunch of things he's got to figure out. But if he figures that stuff out, you don't have to squint that hard to see a guy who can be a big-time, impactful pitcher in a few years. Is there also a scenario where he can't stay healthy, or his arm blows out, or just doesn't all come together and he doesn't figure stuff out? Sure. So that's why you get as many of those kind of guys who, when you squint, you see what they can become, and you trust your process. And that's the other big thing here, is the Cardinals are changing their processes of how they are going through the player development, how they're taking players through player development, and they have to do a better job than they've been doing of finding high-end players out of their own system.
So I know we have a bit of a glut, you know, for certain positions. Are we pretty much primarily, if not strictly, looking for pitching, or are we open to some infielders and outfielders?
I would think that they're going to add some position players. Hein Bloom's really known for his ability to find pitching, and the Cardinals are only going to go long-term as far as their pitching takes them. You know, pitching's the most high-end starting pitching, without a doubt, is the single most valuable / expensive thing. So as you're starting to build up by finding as much pitching makes sense, but they need to get dudes who can hit home runs. They don't have enough power from pitching, meaning they don't have enough strikeouts, and they don't have enough power when it comes to hitting, meaning guys who can hit home runs. So all this is about the future. They're going to add to this roster for this year. Hein Bloom was very clear in his media conference yesterday that they do intend to add to the Major League roster. They're going to still subtract from the Major League roster too, but they're not conceding anything next year. Even if the expectation is that they're not going to be especially good, I don't think they want to concede themselves as like a terrible team going into the season.
Yeah. Yeah, I finally get it. And I like these two players. Fitz, should he be in the rotation next year?
I would think it would be a disappointment for me if he's not. I don't think the only two guys that you really just like pencil in right now are McGreevy and Liberatore, but I would put Fitz third on that list. He's a major league ready guy who is starting in the big leagues. Of his 14 major league starts, he's given up 3 earned runs or less in 11 of them. That's pretty good. So he's dealt with some injury stuff as well. He didn't finish out the year this past year. But according to Heim yesterday, he's fully healthy and he's going to have a normal offseason. He's going to be good to go for spring training. They're going to add more starting pitching. I don't think, this is my hot take for the day, I don't think the opening day starter is on the roster right now.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I'm intrigued. I heard you and Bernie and Wheels talking the other night about Helsley. Mm-hmm. And I'm intrigued by that. Like the thought of bringing him back and turning him into a starter. And
yeah, the reports out there, the Cardinals are not really in on him at this point. Now, maybe the offers that he gets elsewhere just is not what he wants. Mm-hmm. So he makes the decision to maybe take less money and see if coming back here on a pillow deal might make a little bit of sense. This goes back to what I said a moment ago. The most expensive thing in baseball is starting pitching. So a high-end starting pitcher makes gobs more money than a high-end closer. So go become a starter and make lots of money. This is a great opportunity for Helsley to see if there's that opportunity out there.
He'd probably be like, what, a $15 million guy if he did?
It's hard for me to say.
But he wouldn't be a $30 million
no,
guy.
No. Yeah. Absolutely not.
All right, buddy. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
All the best to you and your family.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.